This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler with Malcolm Hohnlein, my colleague. And we go immediately to a meeting between the Saudi officials and French officials. To what end, Malcolm?
Well, France and Saudi Arabia have been talking for a long time about convening a meeting, which will take place this week at the UN. Originally, it was talking about recognition of a Palestinian state. Now they say that they want to discuss the conditions necessary for creating a Palestinian state. They know that the opposition was very strong. America was very opposed to it. Israel reacted very negatively to it. And there are conditions that have to be created first. And then what they should be meeting about is getting the hostages back and getting the situation under control, instead of giving the rewarding October 7th, the massacre on October 7th, by saying we're going to give them a Palestinian state. So that meeting is to convene, but I think the agenda has been modified.
We go from the French-Saudi meeting to the question of Russia and China joining the Human Rights Council. Why do they want on it, Malcolm? Because it's long been discredited as a catch-all for bullies.
Well, that's why they went on, because they fit the definition so well. But the fact is that they got elected to the ICC, to the Human Rights Council. And this is China and Russia and others that are the worst violators of the human rights record and of the the standards that were supposed to be upheld by the Human Rights Council. So Russia, Turkey win seats on the council that oversees human rights at the body. And to see that the 54 nation ICASOC council, a top UN body that regulates the human rights group and oversees it and adopts the resolutions on a wide variety of global issues. Now, can you see them addressing an issue affecting China, Russia, Turkey? Not while they're there. Russia got 115 votes, or almost two-thirds of those voting, and Turkey got 92%, China 95%, and Burundi won 97%. It shows you the corruption and unfortunate disgrace of the UN and the UN bodies.
Is that Chinese money going into the hands of the voters?
It could be, but it's more pressure and influence. And we know that they all trade at secret ballots, so nobody really knows. And only 9 refused to vote for China. So it means that 18 European countries voted for it. And with a million Muslim Uyghurs in distress there. Great message about the impact of the Human Rights Council.
ICC, it's fallen apart, Malcolm. I see negative headlines everywhere. It's lost its advantage. What did it do?
Well, the ICC is, been pursuing Israel, the United States, and others, and U.S. finally imposed sanctions on the International Criminal Court judges in response to their, what they called, illegitimate actions targeting the U.S. and Israel. And the Secretary of State Rubio announced it. And said that we're opposing these sanctions in efforts by the ICC to investigate, arrest, detain, and prosecute nationals of the United States, Israel, without consent from either party. Both of them are not signatories to the ICC and the Rome Statute, which outlines the ICC structure. So this is a very important message to the ICC, because with U.S. sanctions on the judges individually, that will have an impact. But the countries that are in it were called on to fight this disgraceful attack on the U.S. and Israel.
From the ICC, we go to Egypt, a troubled nation. The water supply is inadequate in Cairo and Alexandria. The desert is ever changing. They're building a new super city outside of Cairo. And now you tell me they have natural gas problems. Why? They've got plenty.
Well, they had that huge discovery, as you reference, the gargantuan Zohr gas field in about 10 years ago. And it was seen as the largest in the Mediterranean and was going to dawn a new era and in for the economy of Egypt, which was always under stress. And President Sisi promised self-sufficiency and even more, and how they would be a regional gas exporter. And now it turns out
30 seconds, Malcolm,
that they are unable to do it. They can't meet the goals. And in fact, they import most of the gas from Israel. Some of the gas lines and others were abused, but also it may not be as big a find as was expected. And therefore, they end up with shortages, needing to import more and more gas.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.